Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This week's episode is brought to us by Q Code Media. Their summer slate of fiction podcasts has a little something for everyone. Bloodthirsty Hearts, a supernatural comedy, started Q Code's summer slate, followed by Narcissa, which is a dark romantic thriller starring Diana Agron. And next up is Cupid, a rom-com musical starring Diego Boneta, Naomi Aki, and more. You can find and enjoy Q-Code's summer slate of fiction podcasts by going to qcodemedia.com. That's the letter Q, C-O-D-E, media.com. We are also supported by Class Action Podcast. Class Action, hosted by Katie Fang, who is a trial lawyer, anchor, and host for MSNBC and Peacock, is a 12-part podcast series that will track a diverse cast of outstanding law students who are battling it out in mock trial competitions across the country. Producers spent a year following three law school teams and an undergraduate pre-law program. The series follows a narrative arc of the season, and the action is fierce. You can learn more at classactionpod.com. Hello, podcast enthusiasts. Welcome back to Feedback. Great to have you. Before we start, take a moment to think about the last time you internally yelled at yourself, maybe even externally. Now, think about the last time that you internally hugged yourself, or out loud. Maybe you hugged yourself out loud one time, whatever that means to you. Which do you do more often? Do you hug yourself? Do you yell at yourself? Are you more likely to be angry with yourself or to love yourself? For me, it really depends on the day. But I think in general, we're very harsh critics of ourselves, or at least I am. And I definitely don't take the time to love myself enough. Would love to know where you fall on that spectrum. This week's theme comes to us from Melissa Monti. She's a speaker, a mindset coach, and she's the host of the podcast Mind Love. She's obsessed with learning about what makes humans tick. The theme she's bringing to us this week is called Self-Acceptance and Self-Love. Now, do you understand why I made you take a moment to get all introspective about loving and hugging and yelling at yourself? This week, we are learning to love ourselves and to accept ourselves, or at least question why it can be hard to love ourselves. In a moment, we'll hear from Melissa about her podcast recommendations on this theme. We'll learn about why she chose this theme. She'll tell us about each one of her podcast picks and why you should take the time to listen to them. After we hear from Melissa, we've got a podcast spotlight pick from the Ministry of Ideas podcast. They just launched a limited series called Measure for Measure. And we have a clip from the creators of the show to tease it. After our spotlight, I've got some podcast news and opportunities that you will love if you love the podcast industry or just listening to podcasts. Here is Melissa Monti with this week's podcast picks on the theme of self-acceptance and self-love.
Hey, my name's Melissa Monti. I am a mindset and podcast coach and the host of the podcast Mind Love, which is all about giving your mind a little love each day for a happier and healthier life. Well, I'm really excited to be here curating this earbuds list for you because the topic that I'm sharing is one that I think has a huge impact on our lives. I chose the theme of self-love and self-acceptance. And hear me out, because I know it's something that can sound cliche or cheesy, but here's the thing. It's pretty hard to love your life if you don't love yourself. It's hard to be successful if you're constantly doubting that you have what it takes. It's hard to form deep relationships if you don't believe that you're worthy. It's hard to feel happy if you're constantly beating yourself up. What I've learned over the years is the way I experience myself determines the way I experience the world. And we each have a lot more influence over that experience than we give ourselves credit for. So each of these episodes should take you a step in the right direction. So here we go. The first episode I chose is from my podcast, Mind Love, episode 215 with Mel Robbins, called A Simple Habit to Change Your Mindset, Attitude, and Behavior Towards Self-Acceptance. What I love about this episode is just how simple and quick it is to feel real results in your life. Because the thing is, it's the beliefs that we have about ourselves that dictate our life experience, and usually other people's experiences of us too. Well, Mel Robbins shares a really simple way to change that default attitude towards yourself just by physically showing yourself a little more support. It not only rewires your mind, it rewires your behavior. So as simple as it is, it's also super powerful. The second episode is from the Highest Self podcast with Sahara Rose, episode 360, How to Overcome Self-Sabotage. Sahara is known for helping people find their true path, and one of the biggest things that stops us from finding that path is getting in our own way. This episode is all about overcoming our self-destructive behaviors to find purpose, joy, and fulfillment. The third is from the Awesome Inside Out podcast with Sarah Ann Stewart, called Want More Body Love? The Number One Secret No One Has Ever Taught You Yet. I love this episode because so often we carry all of these stories about why we can't be happy or why we can't be healthy in our bodies. These stories almost become an identity for us, which then impacts how we relate to others and then the world around us. This episode is full of actionable tips on shifting your perspective to build a deeper relationship with yourself, from your relationship with your body to your relationship with food. The fourth episode is the Aubrey Marcus podcast, episode 264, called Loving Yourself Whole with Christine Hassler. This episode has two of my favorite sources of inspiration. But we often get our validation from the people in our lives or from feeling wanted by another person. This episode breaks down how to love and grow, both individually and in partnership, and ways to actually use a relationship to deepen that love for yourself. The fifth episode I want to share is Hidden Brain with Shankar Vedanta, The Psychology of Self-Doubt. I love how relatable this episode is because we all have times where we feel like a fraud. His guest, psychologist Kevin Copley, studies all of the corrosive effects of self-doubt and how we can turn that negative voice in our head into our biggest ally. I hope you guys get as much out of these episodes as I did, because for me, doing the work to not just accept myself, but to actually love myself was the biggest transformation I've ever experienced. What I hope that you get is a deeper understanding of what self-love is, because it's not just those dumb marketing headlines that you see in magazines. It's your relationship with yourself, and that relationship is your life experience. It's the lens through which we interpret the external world and really what shapes our reality. When we see ourselves through a lens of love and acceptance, we can see the world around us in the same way. Well, these episodes cover all of the distinct ways that we hold ourselves back, so I hope they help you see yourself, your life, and the world through a brighter lens. And if this list is hitting a chord with you, I also have a few daily tools that will guide you through the work. First, you can sign up for the Morning Mind Love just by texting the word morning to 33777, or you can go to mindlove.com and sign up right on the homepage. You'll get a short inspirational message every single weekday that's kind of like an oracle from your higher self. So it's meant to start your day with a positive focus, even if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You can also subscribe to my podcast, Mind Love, wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday. And the last thing I want to tell you is that choosing to give your mind a little love is an act of self-love. And it's those little daily choices that make a really big impact in your life. So I know you know who you are. I know you know if you need to change your relationship with yourself. And of course, I'd love to help. So you can always tune in to Mind Love to give your mind a little love.
We are excited to be sponsored this week by .com's The Hacking. Hackers might feel far away, but they could be right inside your computer at this very second, or your phone. You never know. Join host Katie Puckrick as she burrows amid the zeros and ones to meet the cyber insiders and to open our eyes to a dangerous new reality. You can find .com's The Hacking wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to Melissa Monti, this week's curator, for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Her recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list, and as a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts, just like Melissa did. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. Podcasters, you can have your podcast spotlight in our newsletter. We have a link to the application in our show notes. This week, we're excited to be highlighting the new series from the podcast Ministry of Ideas. The series is called Measure for Measure. I'm excited about this one because the team behind it is just a really smart and really caring group of creators. Here is host Leah Rechtman to tell us about the show.
Hi there. I'm Leah, one of the co-hosts of Measure for Measure, a limited series from the Ministry of Ideas. And we're so excited to be the spotlight pick for Earbuds this week. Measure for Measure is a show about measurement. We believe that measurement is critical to describing our world, sizing it up, adjusting to it, and ultimately bridging the vast chasm that separates one person's experience from another's. We need measurement to communicate. It is the fundamental grammar of our lives. On Measure for Measure, my co-host Andrew and I explore a different unit of measurement every week. From the depths of the ocean to the queerness of a comedian, from the hardness of a diamond to the Jewish tradition's take on the size of an olive, we explore how measurements help us understand our world. It's a sweet little show, just one season, eight episodes, two argumentative and very curious co-hosts. We hope you'll join us.
Thank you to Leah and the team at Ministry of Ideas for bringing us this week's spotlight. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. Sky Pillsbury recently launched a new newsletter. It's called The Squeeze. For the past 2 weeks, she's covered the saga of American Public Media's axing of the Peabody Award-winning podcast In the Dark. I really encourage you to subscribe to the newsletter if you like learning about the goings-on in the world of podcasting. You can get it at thisisthesqueeze.substack.com. The brand new issue of Pod Bible magazine is out now, featuring interviews with cover stars Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo from Kermode and Mayo's Take, and Namulanta Combo from Dear Daughter. There's also Lucy Pinder picking her top five shows, regular columns from Acast, Audible, and Stack, and a column from Apple Podcasts. You can get the latest issue at podbiblemag.com. And that's it. Now go and listen to some podcasts and let us know what you think of this week's podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.